Colin Cook scoops it up for the Pirates. Now over to Jonathan Kraft's right wing. Back to Cook. Now into the corner to Kraft. Cook now dribbles into the high post, kicks it out to Ginther, takes the jump shot from the baseline from the left side. This one's good. Darren Ginther with 14 points, 8 of them coming in the third quarter. 2:05 left in the third. It's a 10-point game, 51-41, Pirates on top. Sweeney dribbles right down the lane, goes up for the shot, and he is fouled. Going to be against number 2 of Brandon Oswald of Harbor Beach, his third, and Harbor Beach's fifth of the half. Two shots coming up for Nick Sweeney, who has 16 points for the night, leading all Bearcat scorers. Next closest is Kirk Jabowski with 7. First free throw up and good. He has 17 now. Tyler Brandel checks in for the Bearcats, replacing number 54, Trenton Burrell. Probably going in with a little bit of a shorter lineup right now. Josh Shelke will be coming in for Harbor Beach. This free throw is good, and it's not. Rebound by Oswald. Here comes Ginther, acting as point guard with Eli Kraft on the bench. A minute 50 left in the third. 51-42, a 9-point lead for the Pirates. Ginther picks up his dribble, top of the key, over to Jonathan Kraft, right wing. Dribbling. Now back up to Kraft. Or Ginther, excuse me. Minute 38 left in the third. Ginther drives right down the lane, goes into the lane for the shot, and he is fouled on the way up. He's taking a line for two shots. Fouls against number 22, Damian Irving, his second. Probably his third of the half. Ginther at the line, shooting two. Last trip, he went 2 for 2. And the first one is good. Substitution for Harbor Beach is Josh Shelke replacing Brandon Oswald. Trenton Burrell comes in for number 22, Damian Irving, with 2 fouls. Aaron Ginther now has made his last 5 free throws out of 6 attempts. Trying to go 6 for 7 here, and he does. Ginther pushes the lead back to 11 for the Pirates, 53-42, a minute 35 left in the third session. Nick Sweeney left to right across your radio. Going against Ginther, favoring to his right side, feeding to Morrell. And we have a push or hold, whatever you like to call it, against number 4, Colin Cook. By that same official, this foul is against number 4, Colin Cook, his first of the night. Team 6 for the Pirates for the rest of the way out. I believe we'll be shooting at least 1 free throw. Sweeney will be inbounding this one, underneath their own hoop, into Morrell in the right corner. Over to the left wing to Jeff Wright. Dribbles in. Back out to Brandon, left corner, into Morrell at the left block. Turns and shoots with a jump shot. This one's off the mark. Rebound, Ginther. 11-point game, but it sure seems closer than that. 53-42, Harbor Beach leads, probably with a minute 5 left in the third. And Jonathan Kraft inside the lane. Over to Josh Shelke, top of the key to Aaron Ginther. 60 seconds left in the third. Over to Jonathan Kraft. Back up to Ginther. Thought about taking 3, decided to pass it instead. Down to Colin Cook, underneath the zone, puts up a layup from the right block, and this one's good. He has 10 points on the night, exactly doing that precise move. 55-42 ties Harbor Beach's largest lead of the night at 13, 40 seconds left in the third quarter. Sweeney, dribbling in from the left wing, turns back around and retreats. Tries the same thing, gets down to the baseline this time, and Aaron gets it, blocks it right out of bounds. So Ali will get the ball underneath the round hoop, or excuse me, on the sideline, right in the corner on the far side of your radio. Nick Sweeney. Pass it in for Ali. Sweeney into right with 28 seconds left. He takes the jump shot free from the left elbow. No good. Rebound, Josh Shelke. Josh Shelke, a sophomore, moved up the entire season for Harbor Beach. Gets it into Aaron Ginther. Ron Rubel calling for 1 shot. 13 seconds left. Feeds it into Colin Cook underneath the hoop. He turns and shoots, and he is fouled on the way up by an ugly defender of number 34, Tyler Brandel, more than likely, with the push from behind. Indeed, it is against Brandel. That's his fourth, and Ugly's fifth of the half. At the line shooting 2, Colin Cook. He has 10 on the night, and make that 11. First free throw up and good. Andrew Seaman sits down. Nick Hessling's in for Harbor Beach with their largest lead of the night at 14. And the second free throw also good, pushes the lead to 15. Colin Cook 2 for 2. probably career high here for him with 12 points in the night, 57-42, a 15-point game, a reach lead. Sweeney drives right into the lane, rims his shot all the way around to end the third quarter, and we are headed to the fourth with a score of Harbor Beach 57, Harbor Beach 42. You're tuned to WLEW.
Your number one Thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Hi, Paul Bessler here from Moore Motor Sales in Carroll. The response to our last ad about our 2012 Dodge Ram heavy-duty trucks was amazing. And the reason for that is because a 2012 Cummins diesel does not require the DEF diesel additive. Why pay more money for DEF when you don't have to? We still have five Ram diesel heavy-duty trucks left.
Here's an update. That number has dropped to just two left.
So rush over to Moore Motor Sales today in Caro and see me, Paul Bessler, and buy a truck that makes sense. That's dollars and cents.
Don't wait any longer.
One more quarter to go here in the quarterfinals in the MHSA District in the USA. Harbor Beach leads 57-42 over the Ugly Bearcats by 15, largest of the night. In fact, this game started out with a 5-0 Ugly lead. Since then, it's been all Harbor Beach as Jonathan Kraft takes a three from the left wing, no good, and rebound by Gabe Messing into Trenton Morrell, and here come the Bearcats, trailing by 15, 7:45 left in the fourth. Brian Brown, what you find out in the huddle there of Harbor Beach?
Now, Harbor Beach just needs, they got it under control. They need to be patient on offense, and when they're driving to the lane, don't run anybody over was the key message. So if they're going hard, they just got to avoid charges and don't run anybody over and get themselves in foul trouble.
I love when Ron Rubel keeps it simple. Nick Sweeney from the right wing for three, and this one's good. The Bearcats are not done yet. Nick Sweeney now with 20 points in the game brings Ugly within 12, 57-45. Aaron Ginther takes the jump shot from the left wing. Good defense from Gabe Messing. Gets it partially tipped, and Aaron actually kicked it out of bounds himself. Ugly ball, 90 feet from their own hoop. Left to right across your radio. 57-45, Harbor Beach leads. Nick Sweeney favoring to his right side, being guarded by Ginther. Now back towards the left side, over to Kirk Kabowski. Thought about taking the three, jumps inside the three-point line by a foot. Takes the jump shot, no good. Rebound, Josh Shelkey of Harbor Beach. 6:52 left in the fourth, 57-45, Harbor Beach. Ginther drives down the baseline into the lane for the runner, and the hook shot is good. Aaron Ginther with 18 points for the Pirates. Does not lead scoring, in fact. Andrew Seaman has 20.
Not many possessions left, and look for Sweeney to go ahead and try to take over the game, and look what happens. He hits another try.
From NBA range from the left wing, now an 11-point game. 59-48, back-to-back threes from Nick Sweeney. Aaron Ginther with the jump stop into the right elbow. No good. Rebound, Gabe Messing. Here come the Bearcats with a little momentum behind them. Messing over to Sweeney. Right wing with the hot hand. 6:15 left in the fourth. As Sweeney drives right down to the lane, and it's blocked by Ginther on the layup from the left side. They say he is fouled on the layup, so Sweeney will be going to line for two.
I think the fans wanted a carry before the foul.
They very well could have, but none was called. And that is the seventh team foul against Harbor Beach. Sweeney at the line regardless, shooting two in the act of shooting. And the first one is no good. Substitution for Harbor Beach, Eli Kraft, after 4 minutes on the bench, comes in and replaces Josh Shelkey, the sophomore. 6:08 left in the fourth quarter. 59-48, Harbor Beach by 11. Sweeney trying to make it 10, and he does. Second free throw is good. 1-for-2 on that trip, and he has Ugly's last 7 points of this game. In fact, the only 7 points in the fourth quarter. Kraft. Eli Kraft over to Aaron Ginther for three from the left wing. This one's off the mark. Air ball and rebound by Jeff Wright. Here comes Bearcats. Left to right across your radio. Jeff Wright sets up the half-court set, dribbles to his left, picks up his dribble, feeds into Sweeney in the left corner. They're trying to have Sweeney off the ball so he can shoot. This time he runs right to the lane. The runner, out of control, goes in. He looks out of control, but in his mind, everything's going nice and slow.
Oh, the game has slowed down for him.